The Jackie Tatum Harvard Recreation Center has seen a lot of improvements recently. A brand new swimming pool, repainted tennis courts, and even an aerobics class. But Councilmember Bernard Park said there was one thing the community youth kept asking for, a skate park.
This is something that has been long awaited by the community. The young kids have asked at every park, can they have a skate park? And the problem is we can't put one at every park. So we kind of direct them and say, wait 3 months and you can go to Harvard Park.
The skate park will take about 3 months to build, and word is quickly spreading.
We've already, like I said, already begun to direct kids at other parks so they will understand when this opens, they're welcome no matter what their neighborhood is.
Parks believes the importance of fully serviced parks are more critical than ever right now.
One of the things, particularly in these down economic times, people are constantly looking for something that they can go to without costing them money. Here, the community relies on free city services, and they want them to be at the top level. They want them to be safe. They want them to be first class, and that's what these park facilities have done.
Even after the skate park is complete, the upgrade on the Jackie Tatum Rec Center is not over. Neil Drucker is with the Bureau of Engineering.
Once the skate park is done, the next thing you'll see, and it'll probably start construction in the fall, is a series of outdoor improvements. We're going to be improving the sports fields, walking path throughout the park, walking jogging paths, some exercise stations, a lot of improvements. So this park will be very, very beautiful and serve the entire community.
The skate park is set to be open for use early August. Britt Thorson, Annenberg Radio News.